You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. It was not a sleigh bells ringing. It was not the hooves of reindeers that we heard on Dalal Street today. It was bears taking over as the Sensex closed over 272 points and Nifty ended below 10,700. These will be among the stories we will be chasing as we present to you an evening walk down Dalal Street on Christmas Eve. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The bear run continued on Dalal Street, signalling a possible halt to this Santa rally. The Nifty has ended below 10,700, while the Sensex closed with cuts of nearly 300 points. Investors failed to cheer based on recently announced GST rate cuts, while tepid global cues also weighed on the indices. Barring the IT index, all sectoral indices ended in the red, with auto, banks, consumption, energy and metals closing lower. In the mid-cap space, the Nifty mid-cap index ended about 0.7% lower. At the close of market hours, the Sensex was down 271.92 points or 0.76% at 35,470.15, while the Nifty was lower by 90.5 points or 0.84% to close at 10,663.5. The market breadth was negative as 908 shares advanced against a decline of 1,638 shares, while 142 shares remained unchanged. Wipro and TCS were the top gainers, while Hero MotoCorp, Bajaj Auto and JSW Steel lost the most. The market will be shut tomorrow on account of Christmas. Some stocks that made the news today on Dalal Street: shares of Himachal Futuristic Communications, that is HFCL, gained 2% after the company received an order worth 148 crore rupees from Larsen & Toubro. Share price of Unichem Laboratories added 2% after the company received ANDA approval from the US FDA. IL&FS Engineering and Construction Company shares were locked in 5% upper circuit at 17 rupees 15 paise on Monday today after the appointment of Dilip Bhatia as additional director. Hero MotoCorp shares, on the other hand, fell 4% after global brokerage house Goldman Sachs downgraded the stock to sell from neutral. GE Power India shares gained 3% after the company bagged electrical and mechanical works contract in Malaysia. And finally, Rural Electrification Corporation, that is REC, shares climbed 4% after the transfer of the entire stake in Jawaharpur Firozabad Transmission Limited to Power Grid. A very quick look around the world. European shares opened lower in tandem with global markets performance. The pan-European Stoxx 600 sank 0.4% during morning trade. Looking at Asian stocks now, Asian stocks were mixed today on Monday. Kospi slipped 0.31% to close at 2055.01. Well, it's that happy time of the year to those celebrating, and even to those who are not celebrating. Christmas just brings about such a merry spirit, and hopefully all of you will be able to partake in some of that merry spirit, the bearish sentiment on Dalal Street notwithstanding. Hopefully you'll all have a great break tomorrow, eat some cake, make some merry, and hopefully Christmas cheer will continue into the end of the year as well as into the new one. Until the next time I see you, which is going to be on Wednesday morning, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor. Ho, ho, ho.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.